Dorsey must qualify in U.S. Supreme Court. The Atlanta Journal, Monday, the 4th of January, 1915, page 1, column 5, must be admitted to bar of court and bear credentials. From Governor, there are two conditions precedent to Solicitor H.M. Dorsey's qualification to participate in the conduct of the Frank case before the United States Supreme Court. Mr. Dorsey must first be admitted to the bar of that court. He has never had any business before that court and has never found it necessary to seek admission to practice there. He will have no difficulty in gaining admittance, however, as the only requirement is that he come to Washington in person, be introduced by a member of the Supreme Court bar, and show that he has been admitted to practice in the state and United States district courts. It will also be necessary for Mr. Dorsey to obtain an appointment from Governor Slayton to act as special counsel for the state in the case. The governor can, if it is deemed best, appoint Mr. Dorsey to handle the case alone for the state, or he can appoint him as special assistant to Attorney General Warren Grice. There is little doubt that Mr. Dorsey will receive the appointment from the governor, as he is thoroughly familiar with the case from the state's standpoint. In fact, he is more thoroughly conversant with the prosecution of the case than any other individual. In order that Mr. Dorsey may avail himself of Mr. Grice's assistance and at the same time not rank the state's attorney, he will probably be named special state's counsel to assist the attorney general. This matter has not been brought to Governor Slayton's attention yet, and the appointment of special counsel will probably be made upon the recommendation of Mr. Grice. Mr. Dorsey and Mr. Grice have not yet prepared the state's motion for an advance of the Frank case on the United States Supreme Court docket, and it may be several days before they do so.